Jessica, thank you so much for joining us for Alamogordo Now. People are going to the polls today for local elections in New Mexico. What can you tell us about what folks in Otero County will be voting on in the area?
Well, Otero County voters are in this local election have some interesting choices to make at the ballot. This year, Alamogordo City Mayor is up for grabs. I know the two candidates for that position, Susan Payne and Nadia Sykes, have been campaigning pretty heavily on the Alamogordo City Council. District 2 seat is unopposed. Stephen Burnett will likely be our next commissioner, our city commissioner in that district. And the city commissioner seat for District 4, Josh Reardon, who is the incumbent for that seat, is also running unopposed. We've got several other local positions open on the Alamogordo School Board. A couple of judges for the Cloudcroft District are up for grabs. Some trustee positions in the village of Tularosa for that board as well, and some school board districts in Tularosa as well. What we know about the local elections is that Republicans are leading the way with early voting. Latest numbers from the Secretary of State show that 1,910 voters have cast a ballot in the early vote, but keep in mind that the county clerk is saying that those numbers are just a little bit behind on reporting, so it's likely that about over 2,000 people have voted early in this election.
Okay, Jessica, thank you for that update. We're moving on to talk about PFAS. The federal government is going to help give states like New Mexico some more teeth in the fight when it comes to enforcing cleanup of PFAS. What can you tell us?
Correct. So we know that there are several sites in New Mexico where PFAS, which are hazardous chemicals, most of them are attributed to the use of this firefighting foam on bases here in New Mexico, can be found in several locations in New Mexico, including there at Holloman Air Force Base. Now, we understand that the federal government is considering listing these as hazardous chemicals. Now, what that does for the state of New Mexico is it allows them to create requirements for their cleanup. As it stands right now, all we can do is ask that those locations be cleaned up by those who we suspect made that or created that pollution. So the U.S. Environment Protection Agency, in a letter to our Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham from the EPA Administrator Michael Regan, said that this is all likely to happen under what they call the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act, which is still being considered. So we'll keep a close eye on that.
Okay, Jessica, thank you so much for that update. Now we are going to close with a preview of lectures at the Space Museum there in Alamogordo.
Right, so if you are looking for something fun and interesting to do and taking advantage of a local treasure, head on over to the New Mexico Museum of Space History on November 5th at 9 a.m. It will be the first of the launch pad lectures, which are coming back after a long COVID closure. This one is going to be titled Where No Man Has Gone Before, 55 Years of Star Trek. And it's actually going to be talking about the contributions of Gene Roddenberry's idea of space travel and space exploration and legacy. There is a great little exhibit on Gene Roddenberry at the museum itself, so you can take advantage of that as well.
Jessica, thanks for the update. We'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it.